I'm excited to have Kate here. She was the very first performer for the Friendship House concert series, and now the 100th concert is happening, and she's back for it. Jim and Eloise sponsor the Friendship concert series. You can learn more at friendshiphouseconcerts@gmail.com. Or Google Friendship House Concerts and you'll find it. We'll talk a little bit more about the concert and about Kate's life. She's just a terrific songwriter and singer. She's the kind of person I also mentioned to her off the air. I can't wait till I can just sit back and listen. I'm going to be doing that along with you. Here is Kate McDonald.
Back porch, eating a warm peach, just running down my arm. Boys laugh at our skinny legs, but we don't give a darn. There's a prize. A hot breeze, the only plan all day is to shoo away the flies. Take me home. Take me home. So hot, you could fry an egg till a car goes by. Egg yolk and a tire tread. We laugh so hard, we cry. Team tag through the neighborhood till Dad whistles us home. Camp out in the backyard. Come inside to use the phone. Sell berries when summer's here. Tables spread with the evening sun for crabs, saltines, and beer. Where you go at the end of a bad day, where you can be a total jerk, but they love you anyway.
Kate McDonald, what a great song. Take Me Home has so many different meanings. And, you know, take me to my home where
I love some of the imagery and lines in that song, especially Thanks. About the bad days, the good days, just going somewhere reliable. Where is home for you these days?
Where's home is Albany, New York, that general area.
You're on the road a lot, though.
No,
right?
I'm not at all.
You used to
No,
be.
I
no?
used to be nonstop. Yeah. Yep. This is my little spurt of inspiration to get out there and do some more concerts. But I'm working full-time as a school social worker. Let's hear it for the young kids. So I do that now. It's part-time, but it's, you know, it takes me, keeps me home.
Yeah, but part-time, well, that's a hard job to to park. I mean, right, to leave at work.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah.
And it's so important. You often are, I would imagine, an important constant. How old are the kids that you work with?
I'm in a school right now. I've been in a few schools, but the one I'm in now is K to 12. So it's one school, kindergarten through 12th grade, about 270 students. It's in a little enclave between Troy, Schenectady, and Albany. It's just this little town, frozen in time, except for some of the current problems that they're having with a lot of the, you know, we hear about city life, and there's all those elements to it too.
Absolutely, and in fact, we're working on a project now that isn't fully defined yet, but part of it, we want to be sure our sample of youth that we interview and talk to include rural areas because they're often left out or thought to not have problems or issues that are worth or that need to be discussed and solved. Right. And that's hardly true. I mean, all areas have issues like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that your road includes Pittsburgh.
And me too.
You have a chance to hear and see Kate tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I didn't realize you weren't touring as much.
It's a little sad. It's a little bittersweet. I've been doing social work for about 10 years. Child therapy, I should say. It's probably more like that. I don't do as much case management. Music, it just, you turn your back on it and it bites you in the rear end.
Mm-hmm.
It says, don't forget me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something you always have to go back to. So, you know, I'd like to do more.
Yeah.
I'd like to do more.
Again. No, and it's, I mean, we all go through, you know, the journeys. I was going to say phases, but it's not even really a phase, but things ebb and flow in your life.
Yep.
I'd love to hear. There's so much I want to talk about, but would you like to do another song first?
Sure. I'm going to do this one for Jim and Louise because they like this song. It's called Lemon Marmalade. Let's see if I remember how to play it. With me in the shade, the sun will stick to everything like lemon marmalade. You might have heard of girls like me, the kind that make you want to stray. I can wind divine around your waist and make you glad you stay. The water used to run through here till they built the new road.
Now rocks and gravel block the space where waters freely flow. But when you block the path of rain, it just goes underground. Come down to my old stream bed. There are secrets all around. A woman who has kissed someone, a woman who's been kissed on, walks through the world more beautiful than sunshine through the mist. Every step and every look, a sweet warm undertow. She'll show you where the mangoes are and tell you all she knows. Oh, oh, oh. Sunny day, well, all things pass in time. You'll thank me for the memories of your body and mine. So come down to my old stream bed. Lie with me in the shade. The sun will stick to everything like lemon marmalade. The sun will stick to everything like lemon marmalade.
I like that song too, just like Jim and Eloise do. That's Kate McDonald. You've recorded that, haven't you?
Yes.
What album is it on?
That's on Where the Mangoes Are.
That's what I thought. That's the title tune. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw me. You probably didn't, but I was looking at our library because, you know, there's a line Where the Mangoes Are, and as soon as you sang it,
right,
I said, I know that. And I think that's the title of an album, I didn't succeed in finding it because I knew I could just ask the person in front of me. I mean, I stopped.
But it takes a long time to get to the W's.
Yeah. Yes, it can. I have a silly question for you.
Yeah.
How do you learn to play left? Kate's left-handed, so she's – you're not?
Mm-mm.
I thought you were.
Well, it looks that way.
Yeah. But you're playing –
Don't try this at home.
You're playing the guitar – turn the other direction.
Right.
And I mostly was curious about how you make chords when it's turned in the other direction and if it requires a different tuning or fingering or what's the
– Well,
is there a way – clearly it's doable. You sound great. And you're not the only person that would play this way. But it never occurred to me until I was watching you on that particular song.
Yeah. It's something that when I taught myself how to play the guitar. I come from a musical family, so we did everything by ear pretty much. And but when I was about four, I'd have the guitar with the neck going over to the right side because I would mirror someone else playing, thinking, well, that makes sense. And then I also thought the low string went on the bottom and the high string went on the top, which makes perfect sense, world.
Right, from bottom to, it's like north is always
straight up. This is
really
the right way to play.
Yeah.
But learning to play it has to be by ear, which is fine with me because I can't read tab or can't read guitar music. But, you just kind of find the chords. I can't play right-handed at all.
That would be really bizarre. It's first of all, there's no reason whatever to conform, as long as you like the way you sound and are enjoying it. Yeah. I can remember, I've probably told this story on the air before, but I used to play a lot of tennis. Growing up as a kid, I was kind of a tennis rat. And I was completely self-taught. My dad helped me a little bit. But my form was awful. I was a good tennis player, but my form did not conform to anything. And I can remember I wasn't on a team, but sort of a coach-like person wanting to get me to serve properly. And I couldn't do it. He tried to get me to do things, you know, the right way with my feet the right way and my shoulder pointing the right way and insisted that I'll thank him later. And all it did was frustrate me and cause me to play worse than I had. And, as long as you're not going to injure yourself or as long as you don't have to fit with another person such that you can interact better, I see no reason for changing.
No, it's a little late right now, but when I was nine, my mom said, well, you know, maybe it's time to change. And by the age of nine, I was done. I was like, nope, this is how I play, and that's just the way it's going to be. But, it's funny because I can read a right-handed guitar player. I can't read a left-handed guitar player.
Like
if I looked at Elizabeth Cotton or Bill Staines, who are both upside down and backwards players like me, I can hear what the chords are, but I can't really make it out by looking at them. But a right-handed player I can, because those are the only people I read.
Are you so very visual? Do you like to draw or paint or?
No, but I am a little bit ambidextrous. I'm mostly right-handed, but this is, if you're picking up something as a child, there's really no handedness to it. There's no dominant hand. They're both doing something really complicated.
Yeah.
And I think the strong hand is my dominant hand is my strong hand, and that's my chording hand. It happens to be my chording hand.
Well, that's something I was thinking about as I was watching you strum, too. By the way, this is Kate McDonald. We're talking about her crazy upside-down guitar playing, which actually corrects the guitar by putting the low string on the bottom and the high string on the top. Who's to say that if we assume that a right-handed guitar player allows his or her so-called weaker hand to chord and stronger hand to strum, who's to say that maybe it wouldn't be better to have the stronger hand doing the chording and the weaker? Who made that up?
Exactly. It's really a convention, and it's really not something. Yeah, I can get it if I was playing tennis. It's you need really your strong arm to do that, and there's no doubt about that. But with something like this, both your hands are doing something different.
Such an interesting.
Come see it happen.
Yes, watch it. Kate will be there.
It's a freak show.
You could. Yeah.
She crawls on her belly like a reptile.
Yes. Yes, look at I have some other questions to ask of you, but why don't we have you do another song first?
Right.
Kate McDonald here with us. I put a picture. You can see her on our Facebook page, complete with shiny, beautifully polished, shiny guitar that she has today.
Thanks to the rain. Let's see. I was going to do. Let's see it. Sorry. Take a little bit of time. My husband likes this song, so I'll do it.
Who likes it? I'm sorry.
My husband does.
Oh, okay.
He's listening in.
Hello. What's his first
name?
Hello.
His name is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Glad you're listening.
You better be listening. All right. This is called Car Broke Down on Memory Lane. This is a really old one. I drive this highway through a tunnel. Broken glass is all I see. I realize when I get through the funnel, big blue sky and a great big tree. But ever since you left me, darling, all the world looks to me this way, like morning suffocating midnight. The sun's just murdering the day. And I cry, 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 cry. Things will never be the same. Drive on, but my car broke down on memory lane. This is a true story, not of mine. I took the house that I built with my own hands, the piano in my grandpa's chair. You took my only girl with that honey-colored hair. Oh, that honey-colored hair. And you wear your smile with so much caution, baby, like a killer's gun worn on his thigh. Secrets you have buried deeply, deep in the perfume of a lie. And I cry, 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 cry. Things will never be the same. Cry, cry. Still I must drive on, but my car broke down on memory lane. Take my grandpa's chair. You can take the knot that you untied. But there is one thing that you cannot take from me, and that's the fire that burns behind my eyes. Yeah. And I cry, cry, cry. still I must drive on. But my car broke down on memory lane. Who am I? My car broke down on memory lane. Yeah.
That song showcases your talents really well, singing and playing.
Playing was just a little off. But
just about everything imaginable. You're own, one is one's own worst critic.
That's true.
Comes to that. I'm making a little adjustment in my own microphone, which I'm hearing flutter a little bit. Forgive me. Talking about one being one's own critic. I think I just managed to find the missing link. You mentioned you were from a musical family, or are from a musical family. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I guess it starts back. It's both sides of the family. My grandfather was a trumpet player in the Baltimore Symphony and National Symphony, and then his father was also a trumpet player, so a lot of trumpets in the family.
Wow.
I did not take up the trumpet, luckily for everybody.
Were you encouraged to do that at any time?
No,
siblings?
No siblings were taking up any trumpet. No, they would have been excommunicated. So we grew up singing. There are four of us kids, and we grew up singing around the dinner table, and just like, you know, you've heard this story 1,000 times, with people who love to make music and sing in the car on the way to vacation or whatever it was. And everybody was into various choirs and stuff in my family. So I was the fool who just said, okay, I'm going to go for it. And in this generation.
Yeah. I'm also curious about your decision to get the qualifications and certifications you need to work with children as a social worker. Did anything draw you to that? Let me give you an example. I always thought it was going to be really hard to stop in my engineering career, which I worked as an engineer for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there was always this tension between being on the radio full time, much like being a musician with a day job, and doing the day job. And I thought it would be hard, and it was crystal clear, at least for me, when we began to build this studio, and things were beginning to get more and more engaged, and I was having trouble doing both at once. Mm-hmm. I simply said, well, they always say what's the best and highest use of real estate. I'm going to say what's the best and highest use of my time at this particular point in time. And that, to me, was making sure that we created a great community space that gives youth an opportunity to develop self-expression, gives us opportunities to do that. But it was actually somewhat instantaneous, which I never expected it to be. I thought it would be more like a longing or and then finally adding up to a tipping point.
Right.
And I wanted to give you time to think, which is why
I was just talking to someone about this about a week ago, and I said, it's a tough career, when you're not known, when nobody knows who you are.
Oh, music is hard.
All these musical friends, they're just tearing up the highway. They're just, sleeping on couches and all this. And I did it for a long time. Not all couches. Some are more comfortable than others, by the way.
Indeed. And the musician wins the lottery and you just pay until the money runs out.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's all these, cliches about you really drive for a living, and occasionally get a chance to play.
Exactly. Yeah, and also on the phone for a living.
Yeah.
Sending stuff in the mail for a living. So, and making recordings, which I actually love to do. But there was one particular night, I had several of these, but one in particular where I said, I've got to just stop this. I was in a rental car on my way back to a really cheesy hotel that I was able to dish out $50 for. I mean, cheesy, really scary cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was introduced by the wrong name, by the person who was the host of the concert series. I was supposed to be guaranteed $50, and he was only going to pay me $25.
Oh, God.
I mean, and I was driving, and I was just like, and it was there was ice on the highway on the way back, and I was like, you know, I just can't do this anymore. It was you know, a culmination of moments like that, but this was the final straw, and I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do a lot of driving and flying and driving for 8 hours to do it. I don't want to do that anymore. So I'll do what I can within my means.
And were you drawn towards this new career?
Yeah, I was. It's always been a plan B. I actually had a folder in my file cabinet called Plan B, and this was it. Working with kids was really something I wanted to do.
Do you have kids?
I have two stepchildren, but I didn't have my own, so that's another reason I'm drawn to working with kids. It's kind of like having my own and then being able to go home at the end of the day.
Okay, and Ricky and I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. We have lots of them here. Some of them work for
exactly.
us.
Yeah.
But those are, and I guess I'm asking you in part because I've worked with a number of social workers. Mm-hmm. Carlo University, we do a lot of work with them, and they have a great department of social work. So some of their professors we've worked with.
Right.
And it's a great career that's so multifaceted, and it's one I knew nothing about growing up.
It's never boring. Never, ever boring.
Yeah.
My husband is so lucky that I've come home with so many great stories, and some will just put you on the ground laughing, but it's a really interesting career that's never boring.
Well, I'm glad Pittsburgh is still a place that makes it possible for you to play. And, you know, musicians, the generation of musicians younger than us are beginning to understand that you can't live on exposure dollars, that, you know, if you're asked to play somewhere and, you know, you're, oh, you'll be playing for the exposure, or can you play for free, or can I only pay you $25?
Yeah.
It's like, well, are you paying the chef anything? Where is the food coming from? Are the customers coming in to eat the food in the establishment I'm playing in, getting all their food for free? I don't know about you, but I certainly know. I went through, I'm very happy to do benefits and other things, but a lot of times I can remember a time in my life that I would do a lot of those things and feel a little bit exploited from it.
It definitely does, you know, I could go on for a while about that, and I know that a lot of my friends who are musicians have to deal with that all the time, and I think they're probably tougher than I was. I'm not tough. I wasn't tough.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm
terrible about that stuff.
Me too, and I think some of the next group, and, you know, call it the gig economy, call it just maybe the internet informs people a little bit more, but I see a little bit more of that than I seem to remember in my own contemporary.
Yeah, but. Well, that's I guess it's great that they're out there, and unfortunate that that's a trend.
Yeah, Kate McDonald is here, and she will also still be here tomorrow, Sunday, October 13th. 2019, 4:00 at Eloise and Jim's Friendship House Concert Series. You'll find a link to the House Concert Series on our website. It's family friendly. It's pay what you'd like. And there's, as is a typical house concert, a potluck that you can enjoy, and it's really fun to go to house concerts, and it's a good chance for you to support Kate and the music that she's playing. We have time for one or two more. Mm-hmm. I'll let you make that call.
Well, I'll start with one and see how we are. I just want to put a plug in for Jim and Louise, too. They just
they're
fantastic people. And I'm not just saying that because they might be listening. They're just lovely, lovely people. And I do remember, I don't remember all my gigs, and theirs is definitely one that I remember well. And they were just so welcoming.
They're amazing. New York's loss is Pittsburgh's gain.
That's right. That's right. I do a lot of my songwriting with a partner. Her name is Ann Lynn Lee, and we did a couple of songs on Don't Get Me Started, which is my third CD, and the majority of the songs on Where the Mangoes Are. We both wrote lyrics, and I did the music. So this is one where Ann really had a lot more of the lyrics written, and I just love the I love this song. It's a lot of fun. It's a little dark, but you know, I think that's a little high. My sister's name was Jezebel. She did the best she could. Folks called her a bad, bad girl. She's just misunderstood.
Stumbling drunk as Mama went to town. She said, "You keep that fool inside, you'll hit the creek and drown." Oh, girls are strong when times are tough. We did what needed doing all alone when Ma came home. Two girls in coffee brew. She changed it 'cause she could. Folks call us those bad, bad girls. We're just misunderstood.
What a powerful song. You have such a great voice. Just listening to you sing, and even when it's somebody else's words, as in that song, you bring it across so well. Who's the co-writer on that again?
Her name is Ann Lindley.
Ann Lindley.
She's also my best friend. She's my BFF.
Hi, Ann.
Yeah.
We did only have time for one because we're out of time. I hope folks will come and see you tomorrow. Again, it's October 13th, 4 o'clock. Eloise and Jim, it's the Friendship House Concert Series. friendshiphouseconcerts@gmail.com for more information. Or if you Google it, you'll find details. And here's hoping you'll consider going. Kate, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks to all of our guests today, Joyce Megerson Moore, also Zachary Huber, an 11th grader from Pine Richland.